You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Josh, we got another qualifier here at 8:30. Who was it, buddy?
We sure did. That was Rosie, and she's from Denver.
Aw, sweet Rosie from Denver. Congratulations.
I think it was the spider from the Butterfly Pavilion that called in.
Shut up, you idiot. Rosie, your name is in the hat. You could possibly win $1,000 this Friday. We'll get some more people qualified today at 12:30, 2:30, and 4:30. Right here at your favorite radio station, Denver's Mix 100. All right, Joshy boy, I guess it's time that we do another trending report.
Oh, yeah.
Big old shadow yesterday. I don't know if anybody noticed this. The eclipse went off without a hitch yesterday.
Can I ask why there's just so much news and negativity about these things?
It's just a beautiful shadow cast
that we get to see, and it
somehow it was
together.
Made political at various locations.
I don't understand it, man.
There was religious people fighting. It was just like, just enjoy the moment.
Enjoy it.
I poo-pooed it a little bit. I made fun of it because I know Dom went out to go see it, and it's kind of my job to poke fun at things that he does. But after I watched it on the news yesterday, and I heard the newscasters like tearing up and as they were witnessing this and the people around them getting really emotional, I was like, man, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's pretty darn special.
It brought a lot of people to tears, and I think that's really cool. I mean, it's an emotional event. It really is.
It makes you realize how tiny and insignificant we all are when there's this gigantic space event that we have no control over. It made it dark during the middle of the day, you guys.
The temperature changes.
The crickets came out. Ugh. And you just kind of realize that all the nonsense going on in this world is just silly.
It doesn't
mean
anything.
Some of your own personal problems are silly.
It doesn't mean anything. Truthfully. That's such a good perspective.
We are a blip, dude. Mm-hmm. A blip. Anyway, Google searches yesterday. Apparently people were on the Google box. Google searches for "my eyes hurt" skyrocketed after the eclipse ended yesterday because people are staring up at it.
You guys,
I don't see it. I don't see the moon.
Come on.
What's going on up there?
That's like the number one thing you learn as a child. Don't stare directly at the sun,
God, even
if there's a shadow in front of it.
And now there's various websites posting symptoms today of eclipse sickness, headaches, blurred vision, blind spots, blind eyes. Insomnia, fatigue, loss of appetite, starting your menstrual cycle sooner. I mean, there's
Whoa.
All sorts of things that this is thrown off. So are you okay?
I feel good.
You feel good? Okay, good.
Fine.
Other than that, whatever. It was fun. It was great. I witnessed it through a colander yesterday.
I didn't get to see it at all. I'm bummed. But I did see the one in 2017, and I got almost full totality is what they call it.
Almost full totality, because
it was totality in Wyoming. So I was close enough.
Cool. The next one's coming in 2045.
And it's looking like it's going to go directly through Colorado, which is really cool.
It looks like we can park it like down in the springs or up in the hills and get a really good shot of it. I'll be 65 years old.
You'll be fine. 65? Easy.
Piece of cake. Well, especially if it's a local.
You'll probably be able to see it with your grandkids.
Come on, kids.
How about that?
Come on. We have no control over this. Josh, I wanted to wish you a happy unicorn day. I know you're a big fan of unicorns. So
absolutely.
Today's your day to shine.
I love it.
You didn't wear your unicorn hip pack that you usually wear around.
You know what? It's in the wash. But I will say one more thing.
It is the
national animal of Scotland.
Scotland!
So you know how we have the American eagle? No, they have a unicorn.
It's a close second. Eagle's pretty bad arse.
It is pretty bad arse. But the unicorn, the mythological creature, is
pretty solid. You know, they can stab you right in the face.
What if they've seen anyone? Do they swear by it? I've seen the unicorns. I've seen them.
They're running amok. They're running around.
Oh, my gosh. Can I do a little sports update really fastly?
Oh, God,
really
if you
quickly?
Have. Okay, is yeah, okay? You're a sports guy. Go ahead.
All right, real fast. The Rockies did win last night. They are now a beautiful 3-8 on the season. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Wait.
Take me out to the ball game.
Now
Rockies are on a hot streak. Then we also, it's Masters week. I love golf. Masters is one of the biggest events in the golf world. It is one of the four majors. I love it, and I still have not gotten tickets. I wish I could. It is very expensive to get to.
Go. That's the one where you get the goofy looking jacket, right?
Yeah, the green jacket.
There you go.
You know all about
that. Ugly jacket.
It doesn't match anything.
Quick recommendation: watch Full Swing on Netflix. If you're if you're into golf, and even if you're not into golf, because I'm not a golf guy, but Full Swing on Netflix follows golfers and kind of shows their lifestyle. Absolutely incredible.
Not a bad lifestyle.
Not a bad life, buddy, at all. Here's somebody else who's not going to have a very bad life. A person did come forward in Oregon to collect the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot that was
so nice.
A few days ago. It was sold at the Plaid Pantry convenience store. We were wondering earlier in the show how much money they get, and I don't remember the guy's name, but he wrote in on our text line and said that he thinks the store gets about $100,000.
Hey, that's not bad.
Just for selling the winning ticket.
Yeah, that's not bad
at all. Not bad. Person that won in did opt for the cash value, so they're going to get a check for $621 million.
What's your first thing you're buying? First thing.
Security.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Security detail.
Good lawyer.
And a good lawyer, and yeah, but after that, I want a Mac Daddy cabin up in the hills somewhere, very secluded, far away. And one of those ones with the big pieces of timber in there and the giant rock fireplace. And,
so would you, you also get a guy to help you with your finances at that point, or are you going
to
do it all yourself?
Yeah, you seek professional help all day long.
You have to.
Much, man.
People, there are stories about how quickly they go broke after winning the billions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars. Get someone out there that can help you.
You don't want to blow that all on unicorn hip packs. I'll tell you that right now, Josh.
I'd buy a few. I'd buy one or two.
I'll tell you that right now. Hey, you guys. Brit's in trending this morning. Somebody that works for OnlyFans is saying that if Britney decided to join OnlyFans, she would bank roughly $100 million a year on the platform.
Oh, my
gosh. They're saying that she can make $13 to $18 million in her first month.
And she's doing it for free, essentially.
And she's doing it for free on the grams. On the Instagrams.
She probably doesn't even know about OnlyFans right now.
She might. I don't know, but man. I wish I could make that money on OnlyFans. I know.
I got web toes. Is there only feet out there?
He's not even joking, you guys.
No.
I've seen Josh's feet webbed. They're
webbed. I put them out there on for free, too. I put them on the Facebook.
It's a good thing
you
got a pretty face, man. Take the visual off your ugly feet. Ricky Martin. What is going on with Ricky Martin?
He had a good night.
Ricky Martin was visibly aroused during a Madonna concert when she pulled him on stage during a recent show. She had some of her male stripper people up there dancing around. They were rubbing on Mr. Martin, and he was wearing some loose-fitting pleated pants, and it left very little for the imagination.
You know what? At that age, it's at least he doesn't need to take anything.
At that age? Well, he's only like 40-something, isn't he?
Oh, is he? I don't know.
He's old.
Me.
But come on. I mean, now there's video of this everywhere.
Do you think he's embarrassed, or is he?
He didn't look embarrassed.
No.
I mean, he was holding some sort of cards or big cards or something, and he was kind of holding them in front of himself, but he was posing for pictures up there. And I mean, if you were front row, heck, if you were front section, you
show
got...
Show and a half.
Like... It was good.
It's visible. It's very, very
visible. He should be happy.
No, good for him. Good for him. He's doing well.
He's doing well.
No complaints.
He's doing fine. Morgan Wallen. What's up with Morgan Wallen?
What's
the story?
Dude can't stay out of the bad spotlight.
Yeah.
Last night let the liquor talk a little bit, and he was throwing chairs off, I now know, six-story building.
Six-story. Eric Church's bar in, was this Nashville?
It's in Nashville, yeah. Okay. It's Eric Church's bar in Nashville. He decided to, you know, get the liquid courage and throw a chair off the top of the roof, and what did it? It landed right next to some cops.
Yeah, I'm reading that it was two police officers down on the street. It narrowly missed... everyone walking around the street. I mean, if you've ever been to that main street on Nashville, it's kind of like Times Square.
It's packed.
I mean, to miss people was pretty crazy. But yeah, they landed right next to a couple cops.
You could have killed somebody. I mean, you really, really could have.
What did they get him on? Three counts of felony reckless endangerment, one count of misdemeanor disorderly conduct, and he got a ticket for that haircut as well.
Did you see the mugshot? He looks so happy, like, I'm going to be out of here in 10 minutes.
Jackass. He's a jackass. His bail was set at $15,000.
Which is a drop in the bucket for him.
He Venmo'd it, I'm sure, within a few minutes, and he was out of there. But what a jackwagon, right?
This is the thing. When you do one thing, which he's already been in trouble for, and you apologize, they give you the benefit of the doubt. But once you do it again, it's habitual, and it's habitually bad character decisions.
Mm-hmm. It's bad decisions.
You can't be doing that, man.
Can't be throwing chairs like a jackwagon.
Not good.
Here's some Debbie Downer news. Statistically, You are more likely to die on your birthday. The Guardian newspaper did a big write-up on this, and the stats are out there. People die on their birthdays. They say they're not really sure why we're more likely to die on our birthday, but there might be a few reasons. Birthdays can be depressing for some people.
When you get to be Ricky Martin's age.
44.
There's a second reason that I don't want to talk about because that's horrible. And then the last reason is you're basically celebrating too hard.
That's going what I was out there. Say. Are you partying, doing stupid things?
You're throwing chairs off buildings. You're drinking. You're getting in, you know, trouble and getting car crashes.
Well, and I know I was going to say I know a lot of people. They do skydiving for their birthdays. Yeah. And things like there's you do more dangerous, outlandish things on your birthday.
Yeah, you do. So that could be one of the reasons why you're kicking it on your birthday. So
that's a bummer. That's not.
I know.
That is Debbie Downer, Jerry.
Yeah,
that
sorry
is.
About that. Let's do some clickbait now to
clickbait.
Cheer everybody up. You can find us on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You can also follow me on Instagram, Shut Up Jeremy. And Josh is
at I'm Joshua Owen on there. We post a lot of fun stuff, man.
We do
it's
a lot.
Time.
We're big on social, so please follow us. Two things you can check out on our Facebook page today. A video has gone viral of a guy unboxing one of Amazon's $20,000 tiny homes.
It's really cool. And It comes in the massive Amazon, like, cardboard-looking box. You still got the smile on there.
Yeah,
still got the logo.
Got the face on
it's
it.
It's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. So you can check that out online. And I did post the video of Ricky Martin.
Don't get us suspended on there, please.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to want to see it.
Poke your eye out.
You will definitely poke your eye out. Hold on, Josh. My screen just froze up.
Everybody. Oh, no, that's okay. We can just keep bantering about
click
Ricky
click
Martin.
Click there we go.
Clickbait.
There, find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FBI.